Good morning. It's a Monday morning. Joining us this morning is Jesse McKinley. No April Fool's joke. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Times, and he's been working overtime. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Well, you were there. You were watching this all take place over the weekend. New York now has a bit over $175 billion budget. Give us the highlights.
Well, that's a record number. First of all, state spending, despite financial constraints and bad times, continues to go up and up and up, in large part because of health and education costs. But also the budget, is usually packed full of non-fiscal stuff, and this year was no exception. You had congestion pricing for Manhattan. You got a plastic bag bill, which will ban plastic bags in retail stores. You've got a series of other stuff that was kind of packed into this bill. And, of course, was only just passed by the Assembly this morning, Monday morning. So,
and a tax of 2% tax cap, that was a non-negotiable item for the governor.
One of a number of non-negotiable items with a governor who likes to make things non-negotiable, including criminal justice reform. There have been major changes to the bail system, which will allow a lot of people who are arrested to kind of get out without posting bail. Budget season is for both the legislature and the governor often a time to kind of set priorities for the year. And this year, with a new kind of Democratic majority in the Senate, it was an all Democratic legislature, and I think the budget that came out of that really represents that. You had a number of problems that were facing places like New York City with the subway system, which congestion pricing will probably address, as well as things like an internet tax, which will get kind of third-party sales, kind of tax, which they think will get somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 million per year for the subways as well.
Well, what's not in the budget? Probably the biggest item that ratcheted up a fight between the governor and some of the members of the legislature was the issue of how you get your campaign money. And your newspaper reported on a secretive dinner that had, among other people, the budget director and key lobbyists advocating for issues before the legislature. Now we see public campaign financing is tabled to a commission.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a classic Cuomo maneuver whereby he didn't make the complete decision to do this. He kind of pushed it along the way to a panel or a commission to kind of sort out the details. Now, the administration will insist that this will absolutely happen, that they have to have this report done by December. But of course, there are skeptics that say this is a handy way of kind of, putting off the hard work of actually making these decisions. By the same token, the other thing that did not get done and may not get done is legalizing marijuana, which has also run into problems in New Jersey. This was a big, once again, social justice issue whereby people feel that those crimes of possessing marijuana fall disproportionately on Black and Latino residents of the state. And for many people, it was an important issue. On the other hand, it ran into pretty strong headwinds, not only from law enforcement, but also from people that kind of question the logic of legalizing another drug in a state that is already dealing with an opioid crisis. So that is also tabled until a later date, although that may get done, in the next couple of months of session.
Takeaways from this budget wrangling. One of the things I noticed that you had tweeted, Jesse, was the idea, and this is nothing new in New York State politics, that most of this is negotiated at the last minute in the middle of a night with a 4 or 5 page press release coming out in the early morning hours.
Yes, as evidenced by my exhausted tone, a lot of this happens between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m., it seems, in New York. And that, obviously, for good government groups, is not ideal. You obviously want the people of the state to be able to watch this and listen to it and debate it and talk about it. And when it's happening, during the lobster shift, that is not optimal. I don't see that changing anytime soon. The high schoolers facing a test, the New York State legislature and governor seem to like to work right up to the deadline. So, until they lose their taste for procrastination, this is probably the way it's going to get done.
And it got done, and they get their raise.
I think a $10,000 bump in salary starting in January because they managed to get their budget done in a timely fashion, which means You know, that's up for debate. But, you know, it is April 1st. It is April Fool's Day, and it does look like the state has a budget.
We'll think on that one for a little more. Jesse McKinley, the Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Times. Great pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to update us on the budget. You can go to nytimes.com for more. And thanks, Jesse.
David, thanks. Anytime.